Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now from Paris, France, is Clémence Pénard, who is a 21-year-old law student in her third year at the Pantheon Assas University in Paris, where she is studying criminology, sociology, international law, and politics. Welcome to Background Briefing, Clémence Pénard.
Hello.
So, Clémence, I'm calling you because of the youth vote is very key to this election, and Le Pen has made a very clever effort in getting the youth vote out, as has the Trotskyite communist candidate, Mélenchon, and he's actually employed lots of, he has holograms and YouTube videos, etc., and he's apparently the most web-savvy of all of the candidates. So you're obviously a target for these votes. So what do you think of the campaigns of Le Pen and Mélenchon? And who did you vote for, if you don't mind me asking?
I didn't vote for one of them, no. But it's true that Jean-Luc Mélenchon and Marine Le Pen are the candidates who attract more, for the most, my generation, the 18, 25 years old. And it's kind of scary. I think that, well, they are the favorite potential president for young people. And I think that people are attracted to them because they want something else. And maybe they kind of they disinterest themselves from the basic candidates and from the basic alternative left right, and the former big parties are seriously weakened by their incapacity to reinvent themselves and to face the challenges of the new century. And that's why young people think that it's the best solution to go to the extremes. Also, I think that through repeating to them that young people needed to be protected from, I don't know, the vast world and all of this, they eventually believed it. And it's weird, it's strange, because normally young people, for me, I think, are more inclined to risk-taking and to, I don't know, shove, I don't know if it's the word, the established order. And Marine Le Pen proposed them all the opposite: protection, general conservatism. In my opinion, the Front National, the FN, is in essence a part of all people. So she attracted them. She managed to legitimate in the eyes of young people, for example, the old xenophobic phrase, which says, X million foreigners equals X million unemployed persons. And so now they believe that, like, fiercely. And maybe for Mélenchon, it's because, I don't know, it's new also, because, well, not new, because it's, for me, he is a communist, but it's rebellion, it's revolution. Maybe that's why.
Now, how much of a role, though, does the chronic unemployment amongst the young, 25%, I believe, is the figure.
It's huge.
It's huge. So that has to be a factor, right?
Yeah. That's the main thing for young people. They say they need employment, and they think that Marine Le Pen will give them that. Yeah.
Right. But they believe that the lies that she puts out, which is similar to what Donald Trump does, which is that the immigrants are taking your jobs.
That's it. They believe now that, I think, that the employment is like a huge cake and we have to share it. And if immigrants are here and they are stealing the employment, the jobs, it's because of them. And that the threat is them and not something inside the country.
And again, I'm speaking with Clémence Pénard, who's just turned 21. She's a law student in her third year at the Pantheon Assas University in Paris, where she is studying criminology, sociology, international law, and politics. Of course, the immigrants aren't so much taking the jobs, but most of north of Paris, Saint-Denis, for example, is largely often referred to as a welfare ghetto, where immigrants are basically living off the dole, you know, welfare, as they call it here in the United States. So, in other words, there's an inconsistency. You can't accuse people of taking your jobs when they're unemployed and getting unemployment benefits.
Mm. It's like fake news. It's just saying that to get voters and to get young people votes, and it's absurd. But a lot of people believe in this, and it's really, really scary. Yeah, so, I think that is really scary because, like, in 3 or 4 hours for us, maybe it will be an election. The two candidates will be maybe Mélenchon and Marine Le Pen.
So in other words, France will go back to the 1930s, whereas the fascist communist. That's an extraordinary thing in itself, is it not?
Well, and Mélenchon is the third or fourth candidate, but in the polls. But he has a small yet real chance of sneaking into the second round and possibly facing off against Le Pen. And it's sure that Le Pen will go to the second round. And it will be maybe a battle of the extremes. And frankly, if it goes that way, French people are well known to be good at complaining and also to use their right to demonstrate pretty much all the time. And if it's Mélenchon versus Le Pen, I will also be on the streets to show my dissatisfaction.
Wow. What's that? Somewhat similar to what happened here in the United States, that Donald Trump has organized a spontaneous revolution against him.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, a lot of damage can be done by these people. And so tell me, who did you vote for, if I can ask?
Yeah, I vote for Emmanuel Macron.
So he's the centrist, former finance minister.
Extremely
with the socialist, investment banker who mm-hmm. made a lot of money. He married his school teacher, who's 24 years older than him. Anything else you want to add to the biography?
Macron? Well, I vote for him because... Not because I love him and I love his propositions, but I think it's the least worst, if I can say so. I think that we have to remind ourselves that he's not perfect at all. Well, he's an untested centrist whose political movement was really founded less than a year ago. So it's kind of a risk for us for people who want to vote for him to vote for him, because we don't really know the person, you know. But between that and communist or traditional conservative and their investigation for corrupt practices, or the far right leader Marine Le Pen, leader of a party with deep fascist roots, I guess my choice is met.
Well, but isn't it true that the fact that the numbers are down, the turnout is slightly down from 2012, and most analysts think that that's going to hurt Macron, that the extremes will always show up, but a big turnout means that the center shows up. Is that what the pundits are talking about on French television?
Yeah. Also, I think Macron is a kind of underestimated, you know, because a lot of voters are, a lot of people who went to his meetings, etc., were there to see what he proposed, but were not like core voters.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he is kind of underestimated in the polls. And also Le Pen is, it's the contrary, because a lot of people don't say that they're going to vote for Le Pen, because it's not a really
politically
good
correct
thing to say,
I think.
Right. And,
So what you're saying is that there may be a hidden vote for Le Pen, and mm-hmm. that the people that have gone to Macron's rallies are visiting from the center, from the left and from the right. He's sort of, does that mean that politically he's kind of nowhere?
Well, he says he's not left, not right. This is a good thing because it's not the alternative left-right that we talked about earlier. And so it's new. But in this way, he tries to have the more voters he can And so, yeah, he's kind of liberal and he says something for people to vote for them, and maybe the next day something else. He always agrees with everyone.
I see.
So that's not good.
Well, but isn't it the same thing that we had in the last election here, where the people want change and Hillary Clinton was the status quo, and mm-hmm. Donald Trump represented, and so did Bernie Sanders, represented change, and Le Pen and Mélenchon represent change, whereas does Macron, since he's a former socialist, the socialist Hollande is widely hated, and the socialist candidate is not even registering, is he? I mean, you don't even hear about him. So would that mean that Macron has a real problem, because he's not only does he represent the status quo, he also represents the EU, and we already had the Brexit vote, and Le Pen is an isolationist, a xenophobe. So is that a hard sell, do you think, or do we not know?
I think he's really good in communication, first of all. So I don't know if it's a hard sell. It's true, but I think that he represents for young people, for me, something new, because Fillon, for example, Le Pen are in the in power political forces for like years and years, and this is a new face, really a new face, and he's young, and all those other candidates, we have seen them like too many times. For example, one of the another candidate with a small candidate called Cheminade it's his fifth time that he presents himself to the presidential elections, and we are tired of that. So Macron is fresh, you know, it's new. Sure. It's a new guy.
Right. Yeah, well, Fillon is 63 years old, the right-wing challenger. He was prime minister from 2007 to 2012. He has problems with a taint of corruption, having his wife and kids on the payroll for not showing up to work, etc. Let's just finish up, though. I wanted to ask you, it's very puzzling. Why is it that three of these four candidates are in love with Vladimir Putin? Fillon, the conservative, who has some business dealings with Russian oligarchs and who is associated with Putin. Le Pen, there's no question, she just went to Paris and was hosted by Putin for very big photo opportunities. And Mélenchon, the communist, who has Hugo Chavez as his role model. I mean, apparently he's not aware of what's happening in Venezuela. He's a relic. I mean, he's a communist who thinks somehow Putin's a communist, I guess, like a lot of idiots on the American left. So it's hard to understand what this affection is. So let's quickly go through the three of them. They all have different ties to Putin. But isn't that strange? Isn't that very strange?
It's really strange. It's rather terrible to see that three of the four big candidates for the presidential elections have this peculiar affection for Putin. Well, Marine Le Pen, as you said, went to seek finances for a party and a campaign in the Kremlin. And same for Jean-Luc Mélenchon. He also said, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, he defended the renegotiation of the borders of the former Soviet bloc, which is not nothing. But I think the affiliation is kind of different between the two, the fascination for the man. But because, as you said, Mélenchon is a communist, and is the main themes of his speeches are about international peace. So he wants to be at peace with everyone, including Putin. And it's kind of maybe a little bit different for François Fillon, because he seems a little less fascinated by Putin, because, well, he has a Gaullist approach from De Gaulle, which means he doesn't want to be too America, too American or too Russian. He wants a France which is strong by herself. And the thing is, why those three are kind of fascinated by Vladimir Putin is because today the Westerners and the French people think they're, and those candidates think they are facing a wall, and so consciously or unconsciously they want a leader. A leader not mincing his words, and I think it's in this role that Vladimir Putin presents himself to us and seducing the extreme right and far beyond.
But when you closing though, when you say that it's a war, the war is that the Europeans and particularly the French are less afraid of the East, Putin, than they are of the South, which is emigration from the Middle East and from Africa. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I thank you for joining us. I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And again, I've been speaking with Clémence Pénard, who just turned 21. She's a law student in her third year at the Pantheon Assas University in Paris, where she is studying criminology, sociology, international law, and politics. And we're going to take a brief station break and be back examining the impact of the global demonstrations in yesterday's March for Science.